This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a returning guest, and I tell you what, there's been a lot of talk out there in the message boards and the chatter rooms, but today we're going to set it straight. Coming back on the show is Renova Health, Inc. They were on the show back in February the 27th of 2018. Well, they trade on the NASDAQ, ticker symbol RNVA. And with us today is the CEO and president of the company, going to answer a lot of questions and going to set the record straight for us, is Seamus Lagan. Seamus, welcome back to the program. I greatly appreciate you coming back on.
Everett, thanks very much. And just to correct, we're the NASDAQ OTC QB. So not quite the full NASDAQ listing, but thank you.
Thank you. I'm glad you set the straight. Well, I recognize that you guys had a previous filing, that the 207 was a difficult year for you guys. But what can we expect to see the benefits in the first quarter, since you guys are going to have the first hospital quarters on that? And when do you expect the filing, the audit financials statements to be out?
So look, the hospital will actually benefit the last quarter of 17 numbers. Obviously, we opened it in August 2017. Revenue recognition dictates that we have to be careful until we have a little history over us. So we intend to be conservative with our collection rate against our gross revenue. But we expect a contribution in the last quarter, and that contribution to continue to grow as we get into this year. You know, we've said before publicly that that hospital will add $1 million a month to our collectible revenue. So well on track to do that, Everett, and looking forward to the rest of the year with a little bit of extra growth maybe on top of that. But the audited financials for the 2017, the K, I doubt we're going to get it finished up and out by Friday evening coming into a holiday weekend, but we'll get it out very early after the holidays here in the next week or 10 days. Looking forward to getting that out so that everybody can see the numbers and get an update as to where we're at.
You know, here's what I'm excited about, and excited about having you back on my show, is about you guys taking ownership of the 85-bed hospital in Jamestown, Tennessee. Where are we at in that whole process?
You know, the diligence is going very well. Both parties, seller and ourselves, well into that diligence, into that process. Current target, Everett, is to take ownership on the 1st of May. I don't see anything at the moment that could, delay that. Looking forward to taking ownership of that hospital. Still believe that having that larger hospital, 38 miles away, less than 1 hour from the one that we opened in Oneida last year, is going to be a big advantage to the company. And, back to what you said about boards and things, there have been rumors in the marketplace, will we close the first hospital and just operate the biggest one? And, I want to say very clearly, these two hospitals complement each other. It's a long-term partnership between the two hospitals in a local geographic area that we believe will work very well for both the community and ourselves.
Well, the first one tonight is 25 beds. This one's 85 beds. My question to you is, can you give us any kind of indication what your target revenues might be on the second hospital in 2018?
It hasn't been broken out separately, Everett. I don't think there's any specific financial information available on that hospital on its own. Compared to the one in Oneida, had that, we were able to say. But, for the year, obviously, I said we're doing $1 million a month, or our target is $1 million a month in Oneida. And, we'll be looking at how to make that second hospital generate, anywhere from $15 to $20 million a year in revenues. We think it's very capable of that and probably more. That's our target. That's, we look at an investment opportunity to give us those levels of revenues. So that combined, if you look at those two hospitals and our existing business, our target for the year is to have, at least on a run rate basis, back up into $35-40 million of revenue. And I believe that's a target that we can achieve this year. I mean, we've talked about core business for the last couple of years, the lab business, and we haven't managed to get it back up into the numbers that we'd achieved back in 14 and 15. But these hospitals will allow us to get these revenues back up again, Everett. So looking forward to delivering some success on that side.
You know, I want to change gears here and talk a little bit about some metrics. Your stock price is just a tad bit over 1 cent. Your market cap is, and I could have it wrong, but around 5.9 million. You know, you seem so grossly undervalued here. I was wondering to know if you might be able to elaborate a little bit on the metrics of where we're at and where we're going forward.
Look, I think the public marketplace obviously takes time to absorb information. It's obviously looking at historical information. Well publicized, our 16 and 17 were difficult years. Looking forward to, a different valuation before this year's over, Everett. I firmly believe that, you know, if we can achieve the revenue target that we just mentioned, and even with a small profit, I think our current value, as you said, is perhaps, you know, unfair. That said, you do have to look at, you know, we did have to raise a lot of money in the last 2 years. Mechanisms at this level of the small cap marketplace have been dilutive. So I can understand investors and shareholders wanting us to get just another quarter or two over us, so that those historical numbers that they depend on prove that we are actually delivering, you know, what we say we can.
My guest today is Seamus Leggins. He is the CEO and president of Renova Health, Inc. They trade on the OTCQB, ticker symbol RNVA. Even though you guys have done a lot of acquisitions in the past, going forward, do you think that you'll have any additional acquisitions other than the Jamestown, Tennessee one?
In the longer term, in the future, absolutely. I mean, we like this model. We like making an acquisition at a reasonable cost basis. We see value in that. In the interim, I think the prudent thing for the company is to completely integrate these two acquisitions and demonstrate to the investment community that we are capable of delivering, growth in revenue and profits from these rural hospitals, from this sector. I think that's what our focus will have to be for, at least the next 6 months. It's a long time to the end of the year, Everett, and if an opportunity arises, or if we get something offered at a reasonable purchase price, then we'll always consider it. But for now, I think, like I said, we need to prove to our investors, prove to the investment community what we're capable of.
You know, I don't want to put any words in your mouth, but last time you were on my show, you previously announced your intention to spin off the software and IT division to your shareholders. Is that still your intention? And what is your time frame?
That's still our intention, Everett. We do believe that the business, the IT software division, has had a significant investment over the last few years, and we believe that it will probably, get a better valuation, provide better value for shareholders as a separately traded entity. It is subject to meeting the regulatory requirements and making the filings, subject to some of the covenants in our financing arrangements. But we are separating our financial statements, as part of the audit, and we do intend to complete a Form 10, again, subject to the relevant permissions and regulations. And, the hope would be that gets completed in the next 3 to 6 months, if at all possible. So, like I said, I think there's a lot of value there, and the board believes that the best way to release that value and let that company, that division, grow on its own is to separate it from the core, what is now becoming the core hospital sector business.
I would like to give my own disclosure. I currently own 500,000 shares of RNVA. I didn't receive any shares from the company. I bought these all in the open market and paid with my hard-earned money. I believe in the company. I think it's a grossly undervalued here, but that's one guy's opinion. That's my opinion. Seamus, in closing here, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to illustrate out there to the listeners?
I think we covered the key points, Everett. I do appreciate your invite back. I know you're keen to have an update on a more regular basis, and I'm certainly appreciate the opportunity to get that information out there. So thank you for facilitating that. I think you covered it. We're just looking forward to delivering for our shareholders, and as I said, looking forward to a year of growth in revenue and profits.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you back on the show. I'm a big fan of yourself and your company and what you guys are doing out there. Please don't hesitate ever to come back on my show. I wish you nothing but continued success, and hopefully you'll come back on here in about 30 or 40 days.
Thank you very much, Everett.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.